Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Relest Radio here with a young lady who we had on earlier this spring as she was pushing to become a member of the Junior Olympics team, Madeline Schroeder, about to be a senior at Pella High School. And Madeline, you're a part of the team now. Congratulations. When did you find out? And what was that moment like knowing that now you're an official Junior Olympian?
Yeah, so we had a competition in Michigan a couple weeks ago to qualify for the team. And so they were going to take top two qualification scores, and so I went out on the field and I shot as best as I could and ended up with a qualifying score of 105 and ended up qualifying for that top spot for the junior international traveling team. And it was just a real joy to be able to finally accomplish that goal that I had.
Well, and for our listeners who aren't familiar, many may have heard that you were a part of the Pella shooting team, and we'll talk about that in a second. But what is the specific sport you qualified for, and what were some of the hurdles you had to overcome in terms of competition to get yourself in this spot?
Yeah, so I shoot international skeet. So it's what they shoot in the Olympics. And so it's faster and the targets are different. And so the competition that we had, it was very nerve-wracking to know that I can make this team and that I needed to be the top two spots. And so I had to overcome a lot of nerves and a lot of kind of anxiety that goes along with the mental side of the shooting. But when I put that aside, when I stepped out onto the shooting range in the field, I kind of was just shooting the best that I could.
Well, and as you were on last time, it was just after a round in the Olympic trials. How do you think competing at that level maybe prepared you for an event like this, knowing that you were around people who made their way to Paris even and all those things?
Yeah, it was definitely helped the experience because it showed me that you can try and try and you will make your goals eventually. And it just set the tone for what I could experience in the future.
We're here with Madeline Schroeder. She's about to be a Pella High School senior in just a few weeks, and she is just qualified for the Junior Olympics and international ski. And this is coming off of your team competition season, as I understand. So for those who don't know, there is a Pella shooting team, not like affiliated with the girls union or the association, but largely made up of Pella High School students and area students. And you had a really good year. Let our listeners know about some of the highlights and things that you really enjoyed being a part of the team.
Yeah, we had a really good season as a team. I placed first place for the international state event, and then I was third place for the state skeet event and made the all-state team. But as a team, everyone did great. We took home a lot of hardware, and we had a really good season.
Well, and you're about to be a part of this international team made up of people all over the country, but how rewarding is it for you in the meantime to be able to share this with your neighbors and your siblings and all these other things, and to be able to have a team here at home that also gets you better in different ways and that you have a lot of friendships with?
Yeah, it's really great to have all this support and everything that everyone gives, and it just makes the experience so much greater to know that everyone was rooting for you and was supporting you through the whole thing.
Now, as I understand, you don't quite have everything set up yet. You don't even really have a schedule, but you will largely start competing next year. So then what does the next 5-6 months through the winter look like for you as you get ready for that next spring and that kickoff to competition?
Yeah, so we have a few different events international-wise up until my team starts in 2025. But up until then, we'll just be training really hard and preparing for traveling across the world over the next few months.
Well, and many people may also know you've been like the lead manager of the wrestling team the last couple of years. You're about to hit your senior year of high school. How mentally are you preparing to balance all of that? And what are you looking forward to most about that challenge of being a high school senior, being a part of such a growing wrestling program, and also focusing on your own athletic endeavors?
Yeah, so I'll definitely try and help out as much as I can. But if traveling or something does happen to be there, I will go travel. But as much as I can, I'll be at school, I'll help, I'll try and do as much as I can.
And then for this team itself, what are you looking forward to the most, knowing that you know a little bit about it so far, but what are you looking forward to about 2025 and when you can really kick this experience off?
I'm really looking forward to traveling all over. This year they sent people to Peru and Italy, and in the past they've sent them to Egypt, Morocco, they've sent them all over the place. And so I'm really excited to go travel and go sightseeing aside from shooting.
Well, and it'd be remiss without mentioning that right now the big Olympics are going on in Paris. And I'm guessing you've got some goals maybe next 4 years, 8 years. How do you think this experience will make you have that step closer to having that possibility? Knowing it's going to take a lot of work and take a lot of talent, but how excited is it to you at the prospect of maybe chasing an Olympic dream in 4 or 8 years?
It's really exciting. Now that I've made this step, it only makes me want to thrive and do better for the actual Olympic team. And I'm really excited to see how far I can go and see if I can accomplish the Olympics in LA.
That's Madeline Schroeder. She's a Pella High School senior who just qualified for the Junior Olympics in International Skeet. Madeline, thanks for coming in during summer break. Good to catch up with you and look forward to seeing what big things happen in the next year. Thank you.
Thank you.